Good morning. How is your Thanksgiving day? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to thee, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Hi. Nela. Okay. Christmas season is, it revolves around three, four major things. Food, music, gifts, and lights. Andy Williams' song said that this is the most wonderful time of the year and the happiest season of all. And I'm sure you will agree with him. I wish I could show you through the videos, the fuel, the food, the music, the gifts, and lights. Everywhere when Christmas, when it's Christmas time, lots of people will have these four things. Nothing is compared to Christmas in terms of buying gifts, feasting, singing, and the festival of lights, the spectacle of lights. And we have a question whether it is traditional, is it historical, is it biblical? And that's something we cannot resolve during our times. December is the month when we have the most food in our and goodies in our refrigerators. I notice it every December. And people usually buy or open the most gifts or play the most songs or watch arrays of displays and spectacles of lights. At night, you will notice in your backyard around the neighborhood this spectacle of Christmas lights. Of all these material blessings, nothing matches the lights in importance and in making the holiday seasons special and glitchy. Many people around the world, and I'm one of them, who observe and notice with awe and wonder the glitch and glamour of multicolored lights and Christmas displays. If you are my Facebook friends, you will notice that I hung my Christmas parole lantern and Christmas lights by the end of October. Oh. Yes. It is part of my childhood memories of Christmas ingrained in me. But food or less food, with gifts or few gifts, many obviously enjoy and delight to the seasonal sights of lights in their neighborhood or their cities. You don't have to travel apart to enjoy these spectacles. They are right in our backyards. If I have a chance or time, I would like to see one of them someday. Go to Google, and the most notable of these attractions are found outside of California. Huge and expensive trees display sparkle and glow during holiday season. One of the most beautiful and notable Christmas light displays in America is found in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It is called the Hyatt Extreme Christmas, famous for its big Ferris wheel, a 30-foot Christmas tree, and back in 150,000 lights bulb, this Wonderland features Santa's workshop and nativity scene. The National Christmas Tree in Washington, D.C. also attracts a big crowd during the holiday. A large tree is lit up during a televised event and a pathway immersed in lighted decorations leads up to the national tree dubbed the Pathway to Peace. It all started in 1923 by President Calvin Coolidge in heralding people getting ready for the holiday season. Just in time for the holiday season, the theme park near Branson, Missouri is transformed into a dazzling holiday wonderland. The light and sound show begin with the daily tree lighting ceremony at the central square. A five-story Christmas tree and other decors flicker and twinkle in 4 million dazzling lights. You will love the flawless choreography of holiday music in the Disney Hollywood Studios in Walt Disney, Florida. The air reverberates with Disney music and the area dazzles in lights and explodes in flurry of snow. It features a Mickey Once Upon a Christmas Time parade at Magic Kingdom to cap the holiday. If you're in California, you know that the Huntington Beach showcases man-made islands where Christmas-like displays of multi-million dollar homes and estates can be viewed from a cruise, from a ship cruising the bay. It is known as the Harbor Cruises of Lights. And meanwhile, tens of thousands of people crowd the streets for the lighting of the iconic Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, a Norway spruce illuminated by 30,000 lights and crowned with a Swarovski crystal star. It is decked in Christmas cheer, including famous ice rink, and there are many more displays during the holiday that showcases lights, 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 and lights. Kids and adults alike rebel on this show of lights and spectacles. As you can see, lights are important component of a Merry Christmas. So is light in our lives. Light gives life. As how plants grow and bear fruit in a process called photosynthesis. In Christian life, it illuminates, enlightens, and teaches what is good. Light shows where we should be going. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and the second thing he made was light. Nothing is as important and significant as light in a world where many people need more than ever the light that would make their light sparkle and glitter. It is a special kind of light, as mentioned by Prophet Isaiah. Christ is that light. Oftentimes, this is the light that is unappreciated and forgotten due to noises and revelries when competing with the rush to the malls on Black Friday and sales events. The light is the voice crying in the wilderness, and no one seems to hear it due to surfeiting and overcharging syndromes afflicting many during holidays. The word surfeiting is excessive. More than enough, more than what is necessary. So Jesus calls us, and he is knocking on our doors when we lose the senses and forget whom we are celebrating. As the hymn by Cecil F. Alexander in 1852 goes, Jesus calls us over the tumult of our life wild, restless sea. Day by day, his sweet voices sounded saying, Christian, follow me. And the fourth stanza says, in our joys, in our sorrows, days of toil and hours of ease, till he calls in cares and pleasures, Christian, love me more than this. Christ is our light, represented by the white candle in Advent, which we are going to light in December. This is the moment to show what love means and how God the Father loves us. This holiday season is calling us to follow Him and to love Him more than all the goodies and glitters of Christmas. Prophets of ages and God's messengers of old are saying to us, love Him more than all presents and spectacles of the Christmas season. And Jesus was described a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel. Prophet Isaiah also summoned us, arise and shine, your light has come. It is a message of cheer and good news. Jesus was sent to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, deliverance to the captives, and of recovering of sight to the blind, and to set liberty to them that are bruised. This is the light after the storm. Anita Carrillo of Tacloban City, who lost her homes and during Typhoon Haiyan, said, I am not afraid of the typhoon because my faith is stronger than the typhoon. To appreciate Jesus, our light, you simply have to experience first what it was like to struggle in a dark room or dark places during power outages. Imagine yourself what it would be like to be struggling in a dark room or places and seeing nothing. It is a moment of helplessness and fear. Jesus should be like that light in our lives. He is the light after the storms. When we say Jesus is the light, it is an admonition to love the Lord with all your heart and love your neighbors as thyself. This Christmas, we become in brief moment the human faces of God and of His angels in a world seemingly filled with brokenness and violence and lack of opportunity. We become the bringers of light for others who may not have Christ in this season of Advent. We are being called to find and to reach out those who are still groping and struggling in the dark and offer the light that has come already. We bring the goodness to them in the season of true light and hope, which is Christ. He is the real spectacle and glitter of this season. Amen. With light as our theme and message for this week, I'd like to invite you to participate in the Holy Communion as a way of breaking bread together and remembering Christ our light. You may be in darkness, but once you come to Him and open your hearts to Him, that light will shine in you, and you will be also like light that sparkle, bringing hope to those who yearn and are looking for it.